Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Pittsburgh, PA, Western Pennsylvania. How yin's doing? I'm just filled with a flood of emotions, Drew Remenda, every time I come back to this place. The memory of game number 5 in the Stanley Cup Final in 2016, that great performance Martin Jones put on in net, and the pressure-filled win that the Sharks had to send the series back to San Jose for a game 6. And, of course, the aftermath of that, Sidney Crosby walking around with the Stanley Cup at SAP Center. But it seems like a long time ago, and yet it's those memories and it's those little moments that that flood back and make this game great.
It's funny, you look at the Pittsburgh Penguins and the San Jose Sharks, there's memories that go back and forth. And for me, the memories are them just kicking the tar out of us on separate occasions.
Like in November.
Well, I wasn't thinking November. I was thinking back in 91, 92, and 92, 93. But November, that's, you know, the 10-2 game, where Sharks are absolutely dominated. That I don't think it'll be playing on their mind, because I, you know, one of my things is always make sure you are where your feet are. But you know, I wasn't around for the Sharks in that time in the 2016. I remember watching it on TV though and saying, you're right, Martin Jones had a humongous performance. But there's still some history and some connection with the Pittsburgh Penguins and the San Jose Sharks, without a doubt.
And on a personal level, the Pittsburgh Penguins were the first NHL team that I ever saw play in person.
Yeah, right.
At Madison Square Garden, New York Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins. I think Greg Poldis was playing for the Penguins. Here's the memory I had, though. Les Binkley was the starting goalie, and he got hurt. And so into the game came a young Jim Rutherford to play goal. So I got a chance to see him play. It wasn't his first game, but one of his early games in the NHL. And on the other side of the ice, Pete Stemkowski was playing center. And, of course, he became part of our broadcast crew all those years later. But it's more memories like that that we're looking forward to having with the San Jose Sharks. And what through this maelstrom of a season that they have had, what are the foundations that are being built for those future memories?
Oh, good question. I think the first one, and this is one of the toughest ones, is work ethic. It's a word thrown around all the time when it comes to the game. It is something that I think it's like identity and culture. They're very hard to define, and maybe they're just words we make up. But how hard it is to play in the National Hockey League and how hard you have to play shift in, shift out. And by hard, both mentally and physically. Physically, your effort has to be maxed out every shift if you want to be successful. But mentally as well. You got to be engaged in the game. Are you interested or are you committed? And, you know, you watch it from the preparation of Nico Sturm to how he carries that on the ice, to the professionalism of Jan Ruda, to the work ethic of Mario Ferraro, to the thinking of the game that we see with, I would say, Granlund. Mm-hmm. So you have to have all of those things, and every guy has to be able to do that what they can, max out their abilities, both mentally and physically, and able to do that, to understand that this is a hard league to play in. You got a lot of guys, young guys on this team. Got a lot of young guys coming up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to develop. We're going to draft and develop. And David Quinn said it today. When these young guys come up to the National Hockey League, what they've been doing to get them to the NHL probably is not going to work in the NHL. You have to adapt. You have to change. You have to understand that you've got to work even harder to not only stay in this league, but to be a contributing member of this league. Because in college, junior, You can get away with stuff. In the NHL? No.
Classic examples, the game-winning goal in Philadelphia. A slightly missed assignment, and I'll say it, Luke Cunnan. Yeah. William Eklund tries to save it, but he's a second late, and it's a split second. David Quinn was snapping his fingers today saying, that's it.
And you look at it conversely from the Philadelphia side. A terrific play by Konechny. Great timing by Tippett. So it shows you, if you are a second late against anybody in the NHL, but those are two really good players, but you look at how good the rest of the league is. If you're a second late, or you lose your focus for a second, or you puck watch for a second, that's all it takes. So you have to be engaged. You have to be committed all the time. So I think that's the biggest thing that hopefully the guys will learn. But also, as we move forward, you know, who knows what we're going to see and who we're going to see. But the other thing I would say is that how important leadership is. I've always said, you know, the captain on a team is overrated until you're not a very good team anymore.
And then he's huge.
And the Sharks have missed their captain except for a few games. And what a difference the team was when Logan was in the lineup. So leadership matters. And you're going to have more leaders to help show the young guys this is the way we have to do things if you want to be a good NHLer.
One of the things that David was talking about that's related to my thinking today was that very topic, the idea that when you get to the NHL, you have to change the way you play. And most of the time, it's because these young guys are used to being on the top line. They play all the power play. They're able to get away with cheating a little bit because, you know, junior is the classic example more than college, because you'll have a guy like, say, Quentin Musty playing 25 minutes a night. They just keep throwing him out there. That doesn't happen in pro hockey. It doesn't even happen in the American Hockey League. So that's where these guys have to change. And I think that that's where we've seen some growth in players like Thomas Bortolo. Great work by John McCarthy and his coaching staff to work with him to get him to where he is now, and a long way to go still. And a player like William Eklund is being asked to play second-line center in the NHL when he really was only expected to be a third-line left winger this year. And actually, when he played that, David Quinn was just saying this morning, that was when he was probably at his absolute best and most effective at this stage of his NHL career. So we're going to see him. I think the beauty of what's happening now with him is that he's getting a dress rehearsal for where his mature career is going to be. And he is realizing how difficult it actually is to be in the top six and have to play center against guys like Crosby and Malkin and players like that, including that he's going to have to deal with tonight.
That'd be interesting. I'll tell you right now, Bortolo in the games here has been way better than he was with the Barracuda.
Light years.
I'll tell you that right now.
Why is that? Why are some players better when they get to the NHL?
I don't know. He's more conscientious with the puck. He's not chasing offense. He's not cheating. He's holding on to the puck, keeping plays as he comes into the zone. Keeping pucks, I should say, as he comes into the zone. He's not trying to force the puck. His play is so much better here than he was in the A. In fact, he was one of those guys I'd watch when I'd go broadcast and be mad watching, because I knew he was better than that. And he's been really good here. And I don't know why it is. Maybe it's just because you realize you can't cheat here.
Also, you're around better players, and that's part of it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And for William, I've been so impressed with him this year. I love his confidence level. I love his approach to the game. I love the fact that he's able to continue to push his game offensively, even though he gets into some situations where he's not been scoring, not getting points. That doesn't seem to frustrate him. I think having Granlund here helps him a ton. You know, having that guy, the fellow countryman, I think it's helped for Philip Sedina and Jan Ruda, and when Tomáš was around. I think it helps that you've got, you know, you've got a guy from your country, and you're able to go out and hang with them all the time, and you've got that connection. And also to learn off of Granlund is amazing. I mean, there's a guy who's really impressed the heck out of me, and I think it's helped William as well.
It's going to be a big one tonight. The San Jose Sharks will put Magnus Crona back in the nets. Notice on the morning skate as we have the guys out there, Philip Zadina doing a little extra work with his shot, which is really great. And we also see Thomas Spear working with Mackenzie Blackwood and Devin Cooley. So it's an interesting time here for anybody who's a Sharks fan. We got some 91 club members here in the building. They're going to enjoy the game today. We're on the air at 3:30. Join us on the Sharks Audio Network, 3:30 Pacific time. And that's it for the morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.